This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Steve Kerr had a point last night, but I also, as a fan, I can only respond to it with authenticity and tell you that it doesn't feel good when we continually have to go through this. Here's what I'm saying, and I wonder how this grabs you. So here's Steve Kerr talking about whether or not the guys, and by the way, they are fully available tonight. Everyone's in. Steph's going to play. Jimmy's going to play. Draymond's going to play. But Anthony Slater asked him if the vets were going to go tonight, last night. Listen to the answer.
This was obviously kind of a fatiguing game late tip. You're flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after. So it's a tough back-to-back, and you know, that's why that's what makes this loss even more frustrating, is that, you know, we're gonna get into Houston at 3 o'clock, you know, whatever it is, because, you know, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, you know, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff. So I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We got to strap it up and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got a point. He has a point. I wasn't even thinking about that as you and I are doing Warriors Live, and boom, thing tips off at 6:30. And it was somewhere into the evening that you realize, you're like, oh God, they're in Texas. That game didn't tip off until what, 8:45?
Yep.
Local time?
Yep.
What are we doing? So he has a point, but that's not even what I want to get to tonight.
Well, they're staying in Texas.
Understood.
Pretty big state, though.
Understood. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think they're going to get to their hotel room about 3 a.m.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And tonight's game is at, it's 4:30 here, so 6:30 there.
5 o'clock here.
My bad.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock there.
So basically,
regular.
It's about 15 and a half hours when you land until you have to play again, which really means about 9 hours until you land, till you have to be at the arena to get ready.
I'll never act like I know what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes to go into those games and then get on a plane. And I know that they've got millions of dollars and all of the best treatment and everything, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you know, come on, pull your belt on and go to work. Here's what I want to get to, though. We as fans, and I wonder if the NBA, and I think they are aware of this, we are bombarded right now with, I don't want to play. We're bombarded with it. And I just want and wish that the NBA could figure a way out to stop bombarding the fans who love these games. We look forward to these games. We build our nights, in some cases, around these games. I text my sons at 3 or 4 o'clock, or sometimes even when I'm driving them to school in the morning. Hey, get your homework done early tonight. We got a game to watch. Let's have dinner. Let's sit down. Let's watch the game together. We love it. We love it like nothing else. Get the dog to curl up on the couch next to you. It's winter. It's raining outside. Let's curl up and watch the game together. There's nothing better than that. And it sucks as we get ready for all of that to constantly be bombarded by we don't want to play. And that's what it feels like. It's what it feels like, Joel Embiid. And this constant, I don't know, does everyone else's phone do this? If you've got Underdog
yep.
or Prize Picks or whatever you've got on your phone, and just every hour, every afternoon, Zion's not playing. Tyrese Maxey's not playing. Kawhi's out. Anthony Edwards is out. All day. All day. And so there's just a messaging issue here. I'm not going to come at this the way we usually do, which is, you guys are wimps. Play. No, I just think there's a messaging problem. There's a PR issue here. As a league, you are feeding your customers with the constant idea of, we don't even want to be doing this. It stinks, man.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It stinks, and it is a problem that will never go away, because what are the fixes for NBA players not wanting to play 82 games? Well, just play less games. Yeah. Play fewer games.
They won't do that.
The owners won't do that because the owners want to make that money. And honestly, if you went to every player and said, you know what, we're going to go to a 60-game schedule, but you all have to give up 1/4 of your salary. So, Steph, you're making 56. Now you're making 42.
Yeah,
sound
no.
good?
Nope.
No, absolutely not. And then, okay, you don't want to play back-to-backs. All right, guys, we're going to go from September to May, and then the playoffs will last until late July, and you'll get 6 weeks off for the summer, and we'll start again. No, we like our summer. We don't want that. So you don't want to give up games, and you don't want to give up your summer. What do you want?
You can stretch it out a little bit.
A little bit.
Can you change the calendar a little bit?
Like, how much are you talking a little bit?
I don't know. I'd have to do the math to see,
like... Do you think that players want to do that? So already you have, like, Steph and those guys who had to play till mid-June, Father's Day, NBA Finals on Father's Day, and then you got to turn back around in September and show up to camp, and already they're like, well, boy, this offseason was sure short. And I get it. It's short, but
yeah.
Players don't want to give up their offseason, and owners don't want to give up games, and players don't want to give up game checks. If you made it like, okay, if you don't play,
well,
then you don't get paid. So the only way you do this is the way they're doing it, which is, sorry, you got a back-to-back, and either you play or you don't play, you still get paid, and that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. I understand.
I know you understand.
I understand. And again, part of it is even just the idea of, I'm almost less mad about the fact that it happens. I'm more mad that everybody's talking about it all the time. Like, you're not doing a good job of promoting your sport. Like, and this is just an example. I'm not saying Steve did something wrong last night even. Again, I think he's got a point. And he was just making kind of a snide, sarcastic remark. He obviously doesn't like the way the NBA does it. And that's a fair place to come from, I think. At the same time, I just want to speak to the experience as a fan. It stinks to constantly be bombarded from an entertainment entity that we don't really want to do this. Like, imagine if we took this idea to anything else in the world of entertainment. Anything else. Like, it wouldn't even make sense.
Taylor Swift will not be appearing tonight. She's being load managed.
That's right.
In her place, Tina Shift.
Taylor performed last night.
Right.
So
we're not doing back-to-backs.
Quick turnaround. Imagine if you did this on Broadway. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll be here. We're going to do the show. But did you realize, like, what if you started the show at 7 o'clock? And you came out, and before the show started, the star actor came out and said, I just want to let everybody know that we did a show this afternoon also. We did one at 2 o'clock, and I'm freaking exhausted. I'll do it, because y'all paid a lot of money to be here, but I just want you to know that I think that that stinks, and the schedule makers should do this differently.
In for Billy Joel tonight, Willie Bones. Uptown girl. Oh, boy. Billy will be back tomorrow. We're living in an uptown world. Am I right? Boy.
Why does Billy?
I don't know.
Why does Billy Joel's backup have to be an old smoker?
It's Krusty the Clown, is what it is. Yeah. This bitch just keeps going. Boy.
Oh,
I'm
man.
A piano man. I can't play the piano, and I'm not really a man.
But what do we-
boy.
What a weird way to do entertainment,
right?
Like, well, you know, can your guys perform tomorrow night? I don't know. Our parent company's a bunch of dummies. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tune in at 5 to find out. It's weird.
It's beyond weird.
And it's
honestly,
frustrating.
It's offensive, is what it is.
Well, but go ahead. I get it.
I'm just thinking about the old school, and we had Rick Barry on earlier today with Steiny and Goo, and you know, he was great. And if you look at Bill Russell, and I'm just thinking about the 60s where Bill played 38 minutes at home against St. Louis. And then the next night, they were at St. Louis. He played 44 minutes. And I'm not positive it was a bus trip, but if it was a plane, it was probably a prop plane.
On coach.
Right.
Yep.
If that. And he played 44 minutes the next night. And then the very next night, they played at Detroit. And he played 43 minutes. And the very next night, they were back in Boston. So home at St. Louis, at Detroit, home to Cincy, 4 straight games. He played every game. He played 38, 44, 43, and 29. And I know it wasn't the same high profile, high demand, blah, blah, blah. But the dude showed up 4 straight nights in 3 different cities to play basketball.
It's a good point. I'll also say this. One thing that I've learned through the years, don't fight the way new generations do things because you'll lose. Like,
I'm not fighting it. No, I'm just pointing out like logistical human facts.
Right, but it ain't coming back. Do you know what I mean?
I know that.
Like, you're not gonna. I've learned this. Like, when you get to a certain age, you'll walk into a living room and you will see five people in front of a TV with none of them looking at the TV because they're all looking at their phones. And in some cases, they're texting each other. And you're like, do you guys have eyes? Can you look up? Can you look another human being in the eye and have a conversation? And they'll be like, what? And it drives you batty. But that's generational. You have to work with that frustration because it ain't going back.
I get it.
So I know what Rick Barry used to do. We could get into a full debate over whether it's fair that it's not that way anymore, but it's not. So I understand that players today are players today, whatever, the output of energy, who knows? But the analytics are what the analytics are. I'm more sort of like of the mind of how do you then speak to your customers, you know? And I think some do it as well as they can. Steph actually is at the top of the list. When he load manages on the road, he's sure to go find that crying child and sign something and take pictures or whatever and at least do the best that you can. But I think it's something for the league to look at. There's no one person I'm pointing at. It's the collective. I wonder if they even know. The messaging that the customer gets is that we don't want to be here.
Right.
And that's the worst thing that you can do in entertainment.
And what is the messaging that the customer is giving back to the league? Fine, we don't want to be here either.
Right.
So if you look at the NBA ratings, and I saw a report over the past week where Luka Doncic in his Lakers debut, 2 million viewers. It was one of the highest rated games of the season, and you could only draw 2 million viewers in a country of almost 400 million. So even your big, splashy Luka in LA debut moment, the majority of people in the country, and we're lucky here in the Bay Area, we have a product, an ownership, a coach, a star, a group, Jimmy, Draymond, Kuminga, whatever we have, it's special. But you go to the other 29 markets in this country and Toronto and Canada in the association and the majority of the fans, it's Yawn City. And it's a lot of it, Mark, because of what we're talking about where, and put aside the Warriors, because I do think that this situation is not a good one where, yeah, you could have played that game 3 hours earlier yesterday and you could have made it so they could have had at least a decent night of travel and sleep. But because the Warriors are marquee, you put them late and then you don't really care about the human part of it, but when you have that messaging as a general fan, your takeaway is, come on, guys.
Well,
all you have to do is dribble, dribble, shoot. Like, can Buddy Hield not go 1-for-9 on a short night rest, right?
I would hope.
Well, and so honestly, for me, the big takeaway is what you're saying. Like, the average person who's working probably 40 hours a week and maybe a second job and you're grinding and you're commuting and you're hearing millionaires complain about a short night of sleep to go play basketball, I think it's part of why we have a disconnect now among fans and the product.
Well, listen, here's what maybe even is a bigger concern. How many days in a row has somebody walked into this building and asked one another, on air or off, do you feel the buzz of NBA All-Star Weekend in town? And what does everybody say each time?
The what?
Exactly.
With the what?
If I'm the NBA, and this is real hard to say right now, because we are in sports radio, and we are the flagship station of the Golden State Warriors, but I want everybody to look around right now. I want the NBA to look at their flagship celebration of the sport globally and ask themselves this. What is the message that we are sending to our fans? What's the number one story of the day about the NBA All-Star Game? What did we find out today at about 1:30 this afternoon?
No Steph v. Sabrina.
We don't want to be here. That's what you're telling your fans. I know Steph rented out Splash, and I know that there's a big party there. For some reason, Mark Grandy is the only human being on planet Earth who got invited. I don't know why. Good for you. He's going to report live on Monday. We can't wait to talk.
Let's go to Grandy, half in the bag.
It's called an ultra exclusive party.
You're damn right it is. They looked at the whole building and they're like, him, that guy right there.
Him.
We're going to want him there.
Need him there.
Okay.
Be disrespectful.
So Grandy is in there. Warriors Live. Hashtag. But what, I don't think they mean to do this. But what's the message that we're getting? Yeah. Mac McClung. So wait a minute. Why not you and you and you and you and you? What's their message? We don't want to be there.
Right.
We don't want to be there. And I'm just telling you, man, in entertainment, you can't do it. The NFL rules the world right now. And what do those guys do? They'll complain about the schedule. The Chiefs will be like, wait a minute. We're playing 3 games in 10 days and one of them's overseas. And the NFL's like, yeah. And you're like, well, that sucks, but we'll be there.
Where's my helmet?
Pads on. Yep. Let's play. I'm telling you, man, this is the most dangerous thing they got going right now is this message to the fans that we don't want to do this.
This weekend features Buddy, Mac, and Pat. Don't miss Buddy, Mac, and Pat at Chase Center. Pat. Yeah, exactly. I'm in the rising stars, even though I'm 28. I'm neither rising nor a star.
There's too many people who aren't getting your reference, but it's okay.
But those who aren't, it's fairly accurate.
Randy, you're only laughing because we showed you the old SNL videos before the show. Yeah. Or you'd have no idea what he was doing right now.
Diz was doing just another.
He's not rising. He's not a star. He's Pat. I'm happy for the exposure.
That's uncomfortable.
Quite.
It is. Yeah.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.